أن نهرنا ولا ندري ما حجة الوداع حتى حمد الله حتى حمد الله رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأثنى عليه. As Ibn Umar رضي الله عنه says that we were discussing about حجة الوداع. Obviously the حجة الوداع at that time was not complete when they were discussing it. So it was during the حجة الوداع that they were discussing, and they were saying that they don't know what is, they didn't know what is حجة الوداع. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was amongst them. So he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he glorified him. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned about Dajjal, the coming of Dajjal and how serious the coming of Dajjal is. Then he, Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا بَعَثَ اللَّهُ مِن نَبِيٍّ إِلَّا أَنذَرَهُ أُمَّهُ أَنذَرَهُ نُوحٌ وَالنَّبِيُّونَ مِن بَعْدِهِ. There was no prophet that came except that he would warn his ummah about the coming of Dajjal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to advise Sahaba that about Dajjal, وَإِنَّهُ يَخْرُجْ فِيكُمْ مَا خَفِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ شَأْنِهِ فَلَيْسَ يَخْفَى عَلَيْكُمْ. That whatever is you don't know about Dajjal, now the time when he makes his appearance and everything will become known to you. Then Rasulullah ﷺ said, إِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ لَيْسَ بِأَعْوَرْ وَإِنَّهُ أَعْوَرُ عَيْنِ الْيُمْنَى. That Dajjal, his one eye will be he'll only have one eye. In other words, he'll have the right eye. And then كَانَ عَيْنُهُ عِنَبَةٌ طَافِيَةٌ. His eye will be like a swollen grape. أَلَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ دِمَاءَكُمْ وَأَمْوَالَكُمْ كَحُرْمَةِ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا فِي بَلَدِكُمْ هَذَا فِي شَهْرِكُمْ هَذَا أَلَا هَلْ بَلَّغْتُ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasizing on the importance of fulfilling the rights, that remember that every person's life, every person's honor, every person's wealth is as sacred as this day. Can you imagine the day? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he addressed Sahaba on the day of Arafah. Such a Mubarak day it was. 124,000 Sahaba were with him, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the main sermon day, and the most Mubarak day. Some ulama, as we mentioned yesterday, when they speak about Al-Yom, Yomul Hajj Al-Akbar, that one of the calls of the ulama about that day, that is, normally we say Hajj Akbar meaning Friday and Hajj, but one of the explanation ulama give is the day of Hajj Al-Akbar can either be Yom Al-Nahr or Yom Arafah. So, but the speech that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave was on the day of Arafat. Can you imagine what a great day with the Sahaba? And then he's telling them that the people's blood and people's wealth is as great as this day. So in other words, that as great as this day is, the day of Hajj with Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba, is people's wealth. So in other words, don't take away people's wealth, don't usurp it, don't take away their lives, etc. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma shahad salathan, O Allah, you bear witness. First he asked the Sahaba, that I convey the message. They said yes. And he said, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you bear witness three times. The next part, last part of the hadith, Rasulullah said, لا ترجعوا بعدي كفارا يضرب بعضكم رقاب بعض. That after I leave this world, then don't return to becoming kufar. Don't fight amongst one another. How serious this was, that even in that occasion, Rasulullah was worried about the ummah fighting. So therefore this fighting and this, attacking one another is not something that is part of our deen. This was something that Rasulullah ﷺ was very worried about as far as ummah is concerned. Today's hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, and Rasulullah ﷺ said, "من ظلم قيد شبر من الأرض طوقه من سبع أرضين متفق عليه." Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned, "من ظلم قيد شبر," that person that causes an oppression to the equivalent of one handspan. One handspan is starting from the baby finger, finishing off at the thumb. Or this way you can be starting at the thumb, finishing at the... But this span, a person who usurps somebody's property, somebody's land, to that extent, he will be yoked on the day of Qiyamah to the extent of seven earths. Allama Khatabi rahmatullahi explains what is meant by seven earths he'll be yoked with. Is either on the day of Qiyamah, this person will be sunk into the ground to the extent of seven earths, so it will be as though seven earths are wrapped around his neck. Or another explanation given is that on the day of Qiyamah, that land that he had taken away, he'll be asked now to give it back to the rightful owner. But because of that burden that he won't be able to give it back, that burden will be so heavy on him, it's as though seven earths are wrapped around his neck, just for taking one span of land. So this hadith is showing us how serious it is to usurp something, to take something away from anybody unrightfully, unduly, because on the day of Qiyamah the person will have to give it back. And when he has to give it back, here the hadith is speaking about land, but when he has to give it back, then how difficult it will be for him to give it back on the day of Qiyamah. So therefore we have to be very particular as far as amanat is concerned. As Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Mufti Taqi Sahib write about his father, he says that towards his last days, that we had to take food for him in the room, on the bed, because he was not well, he couldn't come and eat. So whenever you take a utensil for him, immediately after eating, he'd insist that take this back, return this amanat. So we were a bit worried, or surprised, not worried, but surprised at why is he behaving like this. So then he said that I have written in my will that whatever is in this room belongs to me. Whatever in this house is not in this room does not belong to me. So this utensils, this plate, whatever came from outside, this is an amanat that is by me. I want to return this amanat as soon as possible. Therefore, even after eating, he didn't want the plate to stay in the room, it must go back so that an amanat can be returned. To such an extent, they would take amanat seriously. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us the tawfiq of treating amanat very seriously. Amanat is a very broad thing. It would refer to a person using a company car too. If he's using that company car, I should only use it for company work. I can't use it for my private work. If he's using company stationery, I can't take it home and use it for my personal work. I can't give it to my children, etc., etc., etc. I got the company phone with me, cell phone. I can't make personal calls. So all this come under amanat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.